lives change. The change in human life has been extraordinary. Why are we feeling confused? Because it's changing so fast. And so this change that's happening all around the world is wild. But here's our concern now. When we look out, when we go to the edge, this edge of the abyss, and we look out into the unknown, and the reality is that we really don't know what it looks like. We know this change has put these kind of challenges on people's shoulders, but what's it gonna look like? We don't know. So then we're stuck with this next question. Well, then what do we do about it today? What do you and I do about this incredible amount of change that brings with it this unknown? How do we respond? Here's the beautiful part. We don't know what's coming. Honestly, the best experts in the world don't know. So then what's the answer? Find a way to unlock our brains. We find a way to be the ones who are ready to look into that abyss, who are ready to stand on that edge, on that frontier, and keep looking, keep thinking, keep figuring it out. We need people who are ready to roll up their sleeves and find a way through.
What the coronavirus has done is it's kind of made a lot of people step back and think. Obviously, it's made a lot of people panic as well, which is no surprise. But I really want to take the time to share with you some insights, things that I have observed and seen that I think could make a huge difference to our lives. What is on your mind right now? For a lot of people, I would imagine, there is a fair degree of uncertainty. There's a fair degree of fear, anxiety. I mean, we're all different, right? But I don't think there has ever been a time where there has been as many people thinking about the same thing as they're thinking about right now. There are more people out there who are wanting help. And when we look at the coronavirus and we look at what's going on, you know, I think it really basically throws out a lot of questions, right? You know, a lot of things, a lot of people, there's huge amounts of uncertainty. What is the legacy going to be of the coronavirus? See, when we look at humanity and we look at what's happened and what's happened before, things like this have happened before. Maybe not to this scale and maybe not to the impact, especially the biggest impact, without doubt, is going to be the economical impact, right? Just if you took a moment to think about it and think, see, everything is all connected and it's all very fragile. So when one thing kind of cracks, another thing cracks and the whole thing falls apart. And in man's search for meaning, what we're here to do, I think we are all here to grow. You know, we do grow and then we die. So we're all here to grow. We're all here to evolve. We're all here to expand in some way. That's my view. It might not be your view. And then when something happens which stops you from doing what you normally do, especially if that means you earning money to basically put food on the table or to pay your mortgage, all of a sudden, your whole life is turned upside down. But what I find truly unique is, when do we actually get to see the best in people? You know, what does it actually take for something to rise up inside people, for people to go, I need to do something. I need to do something about this. I believe the coronavirus is an amazing opportunity for us to look outside the box. When we experience fear, we go into a survival mode. And that's why you see so many people going out panic buying, because they're frightened. They're frightened that something really bad is gonna happen. They're not gonna be able to feed themselves and their family. And that's one of the reasons people behave that way, and that makes sense. But the fact of the matter is, it's the fact that people tend to experience way too much fear, way too much stress every single day. The majority of us are living in a state of perpetual stress. Always fear, anxiety, worry, doubt. We live in a world, you and I, we live in a system that is basically telling us, giving us messages, whether you like this or not, that you're not good enough. And you need to do something about that. You're not good enough and you need to do something. And in most cases, what you need to do is prove yourself to others by what you have, you know, the watch, the phone, the car, the house, the job, the status. and getting people to like you and comment on you and to think that you're great. That's the world that a lot of people are living in, and that it's never enough. You see, when we really look at humanity and we really look at what human beings are what we call pro-social. Pro-social. What that means is we are others directed. We cannot survive on our own. We might survive for a bit, but how long would you survive? We need each other. And human beings, and this is, I think, one of the unique opportunities that we all have right now, is to take the wisdom of the ages of people like Martin Luther King, who basically said this: the most important question, the number one question we should all be asking, is what can we do for others? What can we do for others? I believe that your future and my future is unwritten. That's what I believe, right? And we have the ability to write our future. I know some people will be really challenged by that because of what's going on right now, but I totally believe that even with all of this, there is still only one thing out there in the universe that is available to all of us, and that is possibilities. But a lot of people, they don't see that. They just see what's wrong, what's missing, what they haven't got. And it's very, 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 very easy to do that, especially right now, isn't it? It would be such an easy thing to do, to think that. Your future's unwritten, the first thing. The second thing I believe is that we have the power to do something about it. These are my two guiding principles. Your future's unwritten, and you have the power to do something about it. That power that we all have only normally comes out in a time of a crisis. And I just think that we all have an opportunity to look at life differently. We all have an opportunity to be different on the back of this. We all have an opportunity to look at the world with a fresh pair of eyes. Once this blows over, what will you do? Is this maybe, for some of you, the change that you've been looking for? Is this going to be a defining moment in your life where you look for different things? See, in times like this, what a lot of people do is they start looking for opportunities. And they think there's possibilities that will come out of all of this, that the breaking down of certain systems means that we have the opportunity to create new systems. What can I do? What is in my control? What is the difference that is going to make the difference? Make yourself physically stronger, mentally, emotionally. And again, that's not easy. But we were designed to work. We were designed to evolve. We were designed to go out there and be physical. That's what we are wired up to do. And you've bought into a system, we all have, that says you don't need to do that. We are caught in these systems. But hopefully, I think one of the great things that have happened about all of this is a lot of people are starting to realize what is really important. How many of you appreciate your mum so much more because you can't see them today? How many of you look outside today and you think, especially here, it's beautiful, and you think, wow, I can't believe this thing is going on. Well, the question we have to ask ourselves is, well, what do we want to do about it? I see more and more people coming together. I see more and more people waking up to what is really, really important. And what is important? Humanity and being humane, being courageous, asking the question, what can I do for you? How can I serve you? Is it worth stepping back and looking at what's going on in the world and asking yourself a few questions like, do you want to carry on this way? Do you want to do things differently? We have this ridiculous focus of attention on what is wrong, what is missing, what we haven't got. If you watch the news, of course, that's all that it's about. There will be some happy stories to lighten people's moods, but then it's the dumbing down of humanity. Don't rise up, just be a consumer. Where is the room and the space for optimism about what is possible? And what I'm asking you to do is I'm asking you to come on a revolution with me. I'm asking you to join the inspirational revolution where we are inspired. Inspired about what we are going to do. And this is why I'm asking you, what are you going to do? It's going to be a big challenge for many of you to start thinking about goals during this time. But I think we need goals. Human beings are goal orientated. We need something that is in front of us. And there's never been a more important time for us to dare to dream, to think about something beyond what is going, something better. It's crazy, right? Because it's so easy just to stay where you are. And some people will just stay as they are, be a zombie for the rest of their life, but never realize there's so much more to life. And the greatest thing in life you can do is help others.
Visit our official website www.motivationalspeech.xyz.